Good afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis and I am here again today as we are each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, the law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be back after a week off last week. Remember, also download our new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or your Android device. It really works great. What the app does, when you download it now at the touch of a button, you can have instant access to all of the Florida laws governing associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, or even co-ops. And we even threw in the Florida Administrative Code. This, believe me, will come in handy during your board meetings and the upcoming elections. You can also listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly. You can go directly to our show's website, see who our sponsors are, visit the website for Glazer & Associates, and find out more about our law firm. You can instantly send us up your questions and comments, read all of our prior newsletters, register for our seminars, and I guess what about 2 weeks away now at this point? The first one on the 20th. You can read all of our blog articles. Tomorrow's topic, by the way, the alarming rise in stealing association funds.
Wow.
Karen, you just watched
There's
that
a rise?
Video. There's a rise,
yes,
believe it or not.
And we're catching them.
Yeah,
we're going to get you.
All of this, by the way, again, is in our new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or your Android device. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. All right. I'm going to go off script here for a little bit.
Before you say this, I want to say something.
Yeah.
You're going to give a little story about something that I guess happened Friday afternoon. I was sitting next to you when you got the news. And it has something to do with your pool. And when I heard it was about your kids, I go, well, they're out of the pool, right? And you said, yeah. And I go, well, then all right, just I'm sure everything will work out. Just go. You just told me what happened over the weekend and like just kind of the story. You got to tell the story because I didn't even know this kind of stuff happens.
And I'll say this, on a personal note, if our listeners haven't listened to anything else we've said up until now for the past 5 years, I promise you, please, please, from the bottom of my heart, please listen to this story.
Especially if you own a pool.
Especially if you own a pool, swim in a pool, take care of a pool, because today I'm really going to start with something personal that happened on Friday. It turned out to be okay. But it gives me chills talking about it. It could have been a terrible tragedy for me and my wife. And I bring it up today because it can potentially save lives, and it's definitely relevant to living in an HOA or a condo. So Scott was saying, I'm sitting next to Scott actually Friday at work, and my wife gives me a call at the office, and she tells me that the kids were swimming in our swimming pool, and as they started to swim towards the deep end, they began yelling at each other, something like, ow, do you feel that? That hurts. Wow, do you feel that? Brandon, what is that? Jamie, what is that? What, you know, what is that feeling? That hurts. And they both felt like their bodies were getting zapped with, like, you know, electrical current. And again, it became worse as they were swimming towards the deep end. So needless to say, you know, they jumped out of the pool really quick. And when my wife told me that, I got to tell you, it sounded like a weird story because I always thought that, you know, there's really no such thing as feeling a little electrical current in the pool.
Right.
And, you know, I guess I always thought by the time if you feel something like that, it's probably too late and you're doomed. So I get on the phone and, of course, I call our sponsor, Elcon Electric, and I tell Ronnie that this is an emergency. And, of course, they certainly took it as an emergency. And they sent over a gentleman by the name of Ronnie Bell to my home right away. And Ronnie came right over. And when he got there, I didn't even know it, but all the electricity in my entire backyard was out. None of it was working.
Wow.
So right away when I saw that, I freaked out because I knew, man, my kids weren't, you know, bluffing. They felt something. Something was obviously wrong with the electrical current out there. And the first thing Ronnie did was Ronnie looks at my pool pump and he looks at the motor. And, you know, not that I know anything about electric, but he starts yelling about how a certain ground wire should have been attached to the pump in a certain way. And it wasn't, so the electrical motor to the that runs the pump was not properly grounded. And again, freaked me out. And then he opens up the motor and he shows me that the wires weren't done correctly and it's dangerous and this is, you know, looks like the cause of the problem. And he also tells me that the certain outlets out there aren't GFI electrical outlets and that's required by code. So needless to say, I'm completely flipped out, freaked out at this point, and, because who knew? And the bottom line is that Elcon made it clear to me that, you know, all of us down here, we have swimming pools, you know, whether it be in our homes or whether it be for the condo, and we use a pool cleaning company, to take care of the pool. But oftentimes when your pool guy says to you that, hey, it looks like your pump is blown or the motor to the pump is blown or, you know, whatever it may be, we simply tell our pool guy, all right, well, fix it. And the bottom line is that's the last thing we should all be doing. It's not a good idea because you are, ladies and gentlemen, you're mixing electricity with water, and that type of work needs to be done from a skilled, licensed electrician. And only thing I could say is, you know, it's freaking me out, but I almost learned the hard way.
You sure did.
I really, truly almost learned the hard way that this work needs to be done by an electrician, not the pool guy. And believe me, this is not a knock to the hundreds or thousands of pool guys who work hard every day. All I'm saying is we should be using them to do just what they're supposed to do, and that's clean the pool. But you use somebody like Elcon to actually do the electrical work when your pump goes out, when there's an electrical malfunction around your pool, because they're the guys that know how to do it right and can potentially save lives. Get a licensed electrician. Bottom line.
Obviously, this could have been a tragic story, like Calder Sloan, who was electrocuted in his own pool and died.
Right, right. It's a big story.
A light that had a wire that blew. And thank God, in your case, it wasn't.
Yeah, let me tell you, I was shaken up on Friday. My wife was, and I still am today, believe me. To actually think that my kids actually felt themselves getting shocked in the pool and survived
Huge.
To tell about it. So, you know, it freaked me out. But, in any event, the point is there's a lot of additional safety features that Elcon was able to install in my pool, including now they properly ground the actual water. They install a system that actually now tests the water. And I understand from Ron Hornsby that it's now required on all new pools. It's a little like a probe, a device that goes into the water, basically. And if there's any electrical current that it detects in the water, it shuts off the entire electrical system almost immediately. So, again, it can certainly be a lifesaver. Please, if you don't have it, pick up the phone. You know, find out if you should have it, if you need it. Make sure your electrical system around your pool is properly working because, again, it could save lives. Elcon took care of the problem, you know, that night. And they were there all day yesterday. And if you want to, use them, their information is certainly on the website. All I can do is thank them for immediately really dropping everything and coming to my home immediately when they heard about my kids. And guys at Elcon, it is very much appreciated. That's all I can say. And to the man upstairs,
oh yeah, big time.
A big thank you, because it could have been a really bad weekend.
Really?
All right, so that's enough on a personal note.
Okay, well, interesting show 2 weeks ago. Anything and everything you wanted to know about how to prepare for a hurricane. Lots of great tips from our experts.
Yeah, and again, let's thank those experts who were here. From Best Roofing, we had Greg Wallach. From Elcon, we had Ron Hornsby and Brenda Birch. From Service Master Restore, we had Dave Evanofsky. And from Driveway Maintenance, Hilda Sardui. So again, all these guys are longtime sponsors, and they really help make the show possible week in and week out. You know what, Karen? Before we actually get to the rise in crime, why don't we do this? Let's take our first break. Again, everybody, if you want to take, now's a good time. Really, go to our show's website. Take a look at Elcon's address. I urge you, please, especially you have kids, Do whatever you got to do to make sure your pool is working properly, okay? We'll take a break, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. You want to go to Jerry in Boca?
Yeah, let's go to Jerry in Boca. How are you, Jerry?
Yeah, how are you, Mr. Glazer? Yeah, first I just want to say thank you, Mr. Glazer, for the show that you do have on.
Thank you.
I really
much.
Wish there was more shows like this that would get this information on what's going on in the condo community out there to the public.
Thank you very much.
One of my questions, Mr. Glazer, is why are there absolutely no term limits on these board members?
Why are there no term limits? I think the most logical answer is because it's oftentimes difficult to get people to run in the first place. So the people that want to run, you don't want to say you can't run only because you've previously served on the board. There's even another way of thinking that the people who previously served on the board, you know, they may know the most and maybe they're the most qualified people to serve on the board. So, you know, the state's thinking is you don't want to do anything that discourages people from actually volunteering to serve on this volunteer board.
Yeah, but, you know, if you want to put term limits in your declaration or your bylaws, you can amend them to say that.
I think that would be fine in terms of HOA. I don't know if it would work actually in the condo setting. But
do you think, Mr. Glazer, if they did have some type of limited terms, it would cut down on the fraud that's going on throughout the state and the homeowners association community?
Could it be? And that's a great way of thinking, because, yes, it tends to happen. It's not typically the people that get on the board the first year.
Yeah, of course.
And they're the ones that are stealing. It's the ones that have been on the board longest. And have figured out how to do it without necessarily getting caught. I mean, I would agree with that.
If we had term limits in Congress, we'd probably have cut downs on corruption and pork barreling and all that stuff too.
Right. Exactly. You know? So I would agree. You know, perhaps there's a train of thought that that you know those people who serve the longest and the most are the ones that are you know the most likely to wind up taking. There's another train of thought, perhaps, that says, no, if a person has only a year to figure out how to steal some money, if they're bad, they'll figure it out within that year.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. I don't think I'm in favor of doing anything that kind of discourages people from running. I agree. It's hard to get people to run. It's hard to get people to serve in what should be a non-paying position. So whatever gets them on the board and even keeps them there, that's great. And
well,
if the people in that community doesn't
crooks.
Want them, unless they're crooks, right, exactly.
And Mr. Glazer, my other question is, I was wondering why the state does not do audits on the condominiums to protect the unit owners. These condominium communities control millions and millions of dollars.
Well,
the state conducts no audits, and DBPR has no criminal enforcement powers.
Okay, good point. Yes, the state doesn't perform the audits, but you're required, the association, each year. Whether it's condo, co-op, or HOA, you are required to have audits if your budgets are in excess of $500,000 annually. And if it's less than that, you're still required to do like compilations or reviews. So there is a system in place to actually make sure that your association is hiring a CPA each year to go over the books and records. Does a CPA necessarily catch the fraud? Obviously not. That doesn't happen all the time, because we've had situations where it's going on for years and years. And, unfortunately, the reality is the CPA is also under the thumb sometimes of the current Board of Administration. So sometimes it's difficult, and maybe if there was some independent outside agency doing the audits, maybe it would work a little better. But thank you so much for the call. Very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Taking your calls again, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
So you were a big TV star last week.
Yeah, talking about all the stealing and craziness that's going on, it was definitely a lot of fun being on the Channel 10 News with Bob Norman earlier this week. Thank you, Bob. I know Bob said he sometimes listens, and there's a video up of that actual interview on Channel 10 on our firm's website at condo-laws.com. Just go to the video section or the media section. And here's what that story was about, and as we've been talking about so far, yet another president accused of financial wrongdoing in their community.
Yeah, at least this is my kind of guy. I always say, if you're going to steal something, you know, don't steal a little, steal a lot. All right, this guy's great. He's accused of buying himself a car Woo-hoo! With association funds and paying himself to be the condo manager, even though he's not licensed, and you know, forging records. I mean, this guy, he was all in. At least he was all in. I mean, he's just not like, you know, taking a few bucks off the top of it every month.
Oh no, he has bravado about it.
He does.
When you see the interview.
When you see him on TV, he doesn't think he's done anything wrong. And
right.
I see that the DBPR has also issued a cease and desist letter demanding that he stop all of this. And on camera, he admitted that he's still doing it, and he thinks he's okay with it.
Yeah, Bob Norman made a point of that. Like, you have no problem admitting to me that you're still doing it despite the cease and desist order. And no apology, no remorse. And all he said was, in his defense, was, my board approved it, but you can see other people in the community were interviewed. And they are outraged at their president. And, of course, this follows right on the heels of the arrest that we helped bring about in Tamarack of that HOA president who stole over $180,000 from her community. And it seems this is happening more and more, unfortunately. And that's why we're focusing our blog on that tomorrow. And I really can't wait to see what some of you think. So it's a hot topic.
Well, you know, Eric, I mean, most of these people, they of course they don't think they're doing anything wrong because, you know, they're sociopaths.
Right.
And, I mean, come on, think about it. I mean, whether we catch people stealing a couple hundred bucks or, you know, even in some cases millions of dollars, hey, this is my community. I'm doing
absolutely.
It. I'm doing what's right here.
Yep.
You know, everybody needs to know that I'm in charge and I'm going to do what
right.
I got to do, whether it's in Miami Beach or Tamarack,
right.
Eric. Right?
But you got to feel bad for the people who do serve on boards for years and sometimes even decades and have never stolen, you know, $0.01 from their association. And I'll say this, that to me is, you know, the overwhelming majority. That's the 95% range, quite frankly. I truly believe that. And it's unfortunate that board members get
Eric,
a bad name because
Eric,
of the bad
few. Come on. We're lawyers. You know, when you hear a story about a lawyer in the news, it's about some crook or, you know, some lying cheater, some guy that really screwed over a family.
Scott
out of their,
Rothstein.
Exactly.
You will not talk about me that way.
Well, no, all I'm saying is, you know, what profession has more jokes about being, you know, scrupulous
yes.
than lawyers?
Like anything else.
Yeah, we
got
to live with it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Agree.
I mean, I've never stolen anything in my life except maybe like a few bucks from my dad when I was a kid to, you know, buy candy.
I've had candy bars missing from my desk.
Oh, yeah,
quite
and
frankly.
Candy from you, too.
Right.
But we take the lawyer jokes in stride, and, you know, believe it or not, I probably do more work for free than I get paid for. But, you know, we're going to have to take the abuse, and unfortunately for some board member that do the right thing, they need to take the abuse,
right.
too. Just like all the good cops out there that take the abuse over, you know, those morons in Ferguson, Mississippi right
yes.
now.
Yes. Well, let's do this. Let's take Verana's call from Tamarack, where all the action actually went down. Is it Verona? Verona?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What's going on?
I just want to ask, I know you said that the new law states you have to be certified to be on the board now.
Yes.
And if you're not certified a year before or 90 days after,
right.
you will be removed. Which are authority is going to remove you.
Well, Eric comes in himself and throws you. No, there is no authority. Somebody actually has to sue you, Veronica. I mean, it's a little bit more complicated, but the law is pretty clear. You have abandoned your position.
Right.
But
you're
no
done.
One actually comes in and says you're out.
Right. But if you know that person is caught, that they did not get certified, the law says you are off the board, period. So who enforces it? Your current board should be enforcing it, or the attorney for the association at the meeting should be advising the board members to make sure they've been certified. And if there's a board meeting that has now taken place 90 days after the election, and that attorney finds out that one, two, or perhaps even all of the board members have not been certified, I'm sorry, they're all gone. They're all off the board. And until they actually get certified, they can't hold any board meetings. That's the way it should be working, at least if the attorney's watching what's going on.
Unfortunately, there are plenty of boards out there that are not doing it that way, and nobody cares, and they just continue to do it in violation of the law. And one day they might get pinched for it. But, you know, take a three-hour class, you know.
It's free.
Might as well. Just do it the right way, and you'll know you'll never get pinched for it in the long run.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, any more questions, Veronica?
I wanted to ask also, can a condo group just get people together and give them certificate without taking the classes?
Yeah, there's a way to get certified. I hate even talking about it, but you can get certified by signing what I call a silly self-serving affidavit.
Well, unless you actually read everything.
Right. That basically says I've read my governing documents and I promise to uphold them to the best of my ability, basically. And it's a form you can get off the internet. I don't like it because I even blogged about this 2 weeks ago. Some of you have provisions in your governing documents that are outright illegal.
Yeah.
And you're promising to enforce these illegal documents.
And they are probably written by some lawyer 25 years ago that, you know, if I sat down and read them, I wouldn't know what the heck they're talking about.
Right.
So maybe you should have someone help you explain them to
right.
you.
Right. You know what? And I'll still stand by this. If a board member can't take 2-3 hours out to take a course one time in their life, because by the way, if you stay on the board, you don't have to keep taking the course. So if your board member can't bother to take just a few hours out to take the course because he or she thinks they know everything, that's the last person I want on the board. But let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Debbie, I see you're on hold. I promise we'll get back to you as soon as we get back. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one mind.
This is Invera Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at inverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Hard work never killed anybody. But why take a chance? This is 850 FTL.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com. ELCONelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today.
Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you to control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The number to call is 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. And all the way from Tampa, we have Debbie on the line. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you, Deb?
Hi, Eric. I have actually two quick questions dealing with our past annual meeting.
Sure.
First off, and our attorney and our property manager understand this, they brought in for the first time this year anybody that was 90 days late could not vote, and they went through all 69 owners and made sure if they were qualified or not.
Right.
And the board wanted to put a certain person on the board. She was not qualified. She had money out to 2013.
Right.
But they moved the money around.
Okay, right.
And I even have the aging summaries that show it.
Right.
And also they did it for certain other owners to try to get the votes that they needed.
In other words, I guess at when the board took a position that the person really wasn't delinquent?
Right. And then they got her on, even though she wasn't eligible. And it's an
right.
HOA, not a condo. They
right.
got her on. She wasn't eligible. And I brought it to their attention, you know,
right.
quietly. I said, let's fix this. Two wrongs don't make a right, because the past boards were bad, too. I'm giving up that we're ever going to get a good one. But
right.
they committed a wrong to try to fix wrongs.
Right.
And basically, they said, she's paid up now, and don't worry about it. And I'm like, she's still ineligible. She was ineligible when you voted her in.
Well, so...
I mean, is that...
If that's the case, and, you know, we have that in associations from time to time. The question is, if you have the ledgers which actually show the shenanigans and which show that she was actually delinquent and not eligible to serve at the board at the time, it's now in your court, and the question is, what do you want to do about it? Do you actually want to take the next step and perhaps ask for a pre-suit mediation? And if that fails, perhaps even wind up filing a circuit court action. And again... This is the difference, and this is why we keep arguing, not to beat a dead horse, but if this is in a condo setting, you can file a complaint with the DBPR. The DBPR will investigate this, and if the person's ineligible, they're going to tell the condo that person's ineligible. Because you're with an HOA and our bill wasn't passed last year, which would have
right.
allowed for this type of enforcement mechanism by the DBPR, you're stuck.
Which I'm writing Scott about. I'm very upset.
Sure. This is
yeah.
all now on you. You want to do something about it? You know, you feel outraged about it? Go ahead. Go file a lawsuit. Go hire an attorney for a lot of money. Go
hire
filing
us.
Fees. Yeah, but that's the bottom line. It's all
on you. Well, I don't want to do that, but we do have a lien, actually, that's, you know, of record. It's public record that actually shows the late dues all the way back to 2013.
You know, it wouldn't matter if you basically had an admission on videotape from the delinquent person. What
right.
The question is, what are you going to do about it? You know, how do you
well,
enforce it?
I'm going to bring it up at the meeting that she's still not a board member.
Right.
That they're going forward with, you know, a property management license and a board's attorney knowing that she's not eligible.
Right.
In my opinion, don't they have to re-vote her in or go for a vote of anybody that's present?
You say re-vote her in, why? Because she was ineligible at the time but is eligible now? I guess they're taking the position, though, she was never ineligible to begin with, so no, they don't need to re-vote her in. That's the difference.
Well, no, they said she's paid up now, so she's okay. But they had her pay up. In other words, they admitted that she wasn't legal, but they think because she's paid up, she's okay. And the fact is, she wasn't eligible to begin with.
Right,
she was never
right.
a board member.
Well, then the question is, if there's a vacancy, can they actually appoint her to fill that vacancy? But, you know, if you want to talk about that specific case, you can give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and we can dig a little deeper. Okay, Debbie?
The other quick question is, moving money around.
Yeah.
One of the people that they did, knew she couldn't vote because she was 90 days past. They grabbed her out of her house and said, "Look, you know." And the aging summary that we got even says that she wasn't even 90 days behind.
Right.
They turned around 2 months later and put the money back on her and gave her a lien.
Really?
I mean,
just
are
to
you
get
allowed
her vote?
To do that?
No, I don't think you can do that just so you can get a vote out of her in your favor.
Yeah.
No. No. See, you know what? And you know what, Scott? It doesn't amount to, I guess, stealing from the association. But in effect, you know, it might be considered six of one, half a dozen of the other if you're playing those kind of games.
I bet you it's just some type of fraud.
But is there I know we don't have a DPR or whatever, but is there anybody else that could be notified? I mean, how
Eric
about the Glazer. Cam license?
Yeah, right. You know, listen, again, if there is no oversight for just about any of the activities you're talking about other than getting your own attorney and filing your own lawsuit, because there are laws that regulate it, but if people don't prosecute the laws in civil court, they're going to go, you know, broken.
Thanks for the call, Deb. Hey, I understand that, Chris, you were able to actually get a tape of the Bob Norman interview of that of the condo director. And we got that ready to roll because I'd love to hear see if our listeners
you'd
can actually.
You'd love to hear
this
yourself
is Eric Glazer
on television,
on TV.
Huh?
Exactly. This would be something great that our radio listeners can actually hear. How we doing with that? Here we go.
Hey, look it up.
Slam.
Well, who knew investigating a housing co-op could be this hazardous? Well, tonight, Bob Norman is back with another neighborhood corruption story. This time, it involves a condo president who paid himself big money and even bought himself a car with community funds. Well, the state has ordered him to stop, but he's still in power and still paying himself. Here's Bob's report.
But you're breaking the law right now.
No, we're not.
Meet Ed Ryan, a longtime condo president at Georgian Court North Apartments in Fort Lauderdale, who's been paying himself tens of thousands of dollars out of association funds in what the state has already said is against the law. The state says you altered records, paying yourself without a license. You bought yourself this car, you shouldn't have done that.
No, and that was all done with the board approval and the association approval.
What in the world is this man hiding?
Residents Iva Steed and Hildra Teig learned that Ryan was writing numerous checks to himself and another board member, as well as this. Ryan bought this vehicle in 2010 in Michigan, where his other home is, under his own name, but he used association funds to pay for it.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
Condo expert and attorney Eric Glazer.
Can't possibly figure how that would be allowed under Florida law.
Steed filed this police report last year when she learned of the $22,000 purchase, but the FLPD called it a civil matter because the Ryan Control Board approved the purchase after the fact. So she went to the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, which found that Ryan had been paying himself for years.
Quit paying yourself. You are not licensed, and in the state of Florida, that is a criminal act.
They say that you're basically serving as a manager.
No, that's not
without
true.
A license.
Yeah, no, that's not true at all.
Didn't you pay yourself more than $45,000 last year alone?
No, I don't. No.
No?
No.
That's what the state says.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, we've got cases going on with, you know, we've hired attorneys and so, yeah. So anyway, yeah.
The state investigation also found that Ryan violated board election rules and altered association documents to indicate the board approved his pay.
The state has sent a cease and desist letter, and he has not complied with that.
The state ordered Ryan to stop in September, but he admitted to me he's still getting paid. Is the association paying you right now?
Yep.
So you're still on the payroll?
Well, yeah.
Why don't you hire a manager instead of...
We're in the process of doing that, so...
But you've been in the process of doing that for how long?
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think.
The DBPR referred the case to the state attorney's office for possible criminal prosecution.
They're bullies. It's about power. It's they're trying to make us afraid. They really.
Tegan Steed say they and others have been bullied by Ryan and his supporters.
Are you on the board?
When I returned, I was approached by this man, later identified as Ryan cohort, Seaman McGrath, who was accused in November of assaulting another resident. No charges were filed.
It's not available at this time.
McGrath led the way to the association's office, which has this welcoming sign on the door, but became violent when I was walking in.
Hey, what? Get up.
In Fort Lauderdale, Bob Norman, Local 10 News.
Bob.
Unbelievable. You know, listen to the our show long enough, though, I'm afraid we're actually teaching people how to commit fraud. You can learn a lot here, but how do you like this? They're still in the process of hiring that manager. So let's take our final break. And if your association, too, is in the process of hiring a manager since 1989, we want to know about it. Give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Well, welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. And I'm with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The law firm Glazer & Associates is practicing law throughout South Florida. And you can give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585.
Hey, a client of ours actually just sent me an email after he heard the story about the problems with the swimming pool at my home. And he writes, hey, Eric, you should also point out that when you purchase a new or resale home, you should have a professional engineer licensed to inspect and issue an inspection report regarding the house. The inspector should test all the electrical safety equipment in the bathrooms, kitchens, swimming pools, and much more. And if that guy messes up, you know, you can potentially sue that guy. You know what the problem is with those contracts, though? Oftentimes, you wind up paying like $400 for the inspection of your new home, and your contract says even if we fail to catch something, your only damages you can get against us is the $400 that you paid us for the inspection.
Ah, the economic loss rule.
The economic loss, right. So that's one problem. But and by the way, this comes in from Joe Lipsky. So thanks for writing in, Joe. And I do agree, lots of these guys that inspect the home, not necessarily are all obviously licensed electrical experts or plumbing experts. You know, it's kind of like a jack of all trade type of thing when they do the inspection of your house. And if you have specific concerns about electricity, for example, yeah, go ahead and get that licensed engineer rather than just, you know, a typical home inspector. That's a good point. All right, we had a call a little while ago about getting certified, and of course, now's the best time to actually talk about it. Like we said before, a board member has to be certified 1 year before getting elected or appointed to the board, or within 90 days of actually getting elected or appointed to the board. And if they don't, they are removed from the board. And one way of getting certified is by taking our popular Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification course. It's now certified over 8,000 people all across the state.
And our first course is already approaching. It is Saturday, September 20th. It'll be here in the Broward County area at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's really a complete day of education for everybody. It's free. There's a lot in store. The festivities get underway with a check-in and breakfast at 8 a.m. You get to meet all of our sponsors, eat some breakfast. 9 o'clock, the board certification course will start. And, of course, we'll be including a discussion of all the new laws of 2014. After our seminar, our guests can choose to attend two or more of the following classes, all again for free. And here's the list of those courses.
Okay, lots of courses offered. Watch Your Wallet by Associa.
Roofing 201 by Best Roofing.
The Election and Recall Process by Affinity Management.
And Energy Savings 101 by Elkon Electric.
Budgets and Reserves by Gerstel Rosen and Goldenberg.
Asphalt 101 by Driveway Maintenance.
Hoarding 101 by Service Master, real popular course.
Saving Capital, all about reserve studies and more by Custom Reserves.
And finally, the complaint process, and that's going to be taught by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Remember, our course provides 3 continuing education credits for community association managers, and almost all the courses taught by our sponsors also provide 1 education credit as well. And after the courses are over, lunch is going to be served for everybody. It's all free. We're really looking forward to the event. It's only 2 weeks away now, and I can tell you we have a lot of people that are registered for the course already. Should be a really fun day on the 20th.
Well, and where else are you going to be teaching?
After we get through teaching down here, we're going to be all over the state. And again, in addition to September 20th at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, October 2nd, we're going to be at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Miami. On the 15th of October, we're going to be at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in West Palm Beach. On the 22nd of October, at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa. A lot of people following the show out there in Tampa. And November 12th at the PM Expo event in St. Petersburg. And December 11th at 8 a.m. at the South Florida Cooperator Expo in Fort Lauderdale. So we're really going to be all around the state. But it all starts in 2 weeks.
And how does everybody register for any of these events?
All right, 2 ways to register. First, you can visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com or just download our new app for your phone, click on the Register for Our Seminars tab, and you will get an email confirmation that you are, in fact, registered. Really look forward to seeing everybody. How about we take Mike in West Palm Beach? How are you, Mike?
Hi, guys. Fantastic. I love your show.
Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
The first question your board guy already got, I guess, gave to you. The second question would be regarding what you just spoke about. Any board member must be certified to be on a board for an HOA?
That's correct. You can either do it within 90 days of getting on the board, within 1 year before getting on the board, or within 90 days of actually getting elected to the board. So you got 90 days once you get on. Go ahead.
I cut you off.
Go ahead.
Is there any way to find out if our, quote, president is certified without going to him?
Good question. What you can do is you can file a written document, a written letter to the association requesting access to any document that shows that your president was, in fact, certified under Florida Statute 718 to serve on the board, or 720 if you're in an HOA. And when somebody takes the course, they get a certificate showing that they took the course. If someone signs the affidavit, that affidavit should be on file with the secretary or management company of the association as well. So yes, these are absolutely 100% documents that any member of the association is allowed to see. I encourage people to go ask. You should want to know if your directors cared enough to take 2 or 3 hours out to take a course. Absolutely.
You know, the problem is our president is the president, the treasurer, and the secretary.
Jeez.
It's good to be the king,
and
right?
You can't get rid of them.
Well, you don't know if you can get rid of him. You got to try first. But again, you're still entitled to know whether or not he is in fact certified. And if he's not, he's automatically off the board. The problem is, though, that even if you do find out that he's never became certified, that's typically when that person prints out that silly affidavit, winds up signing it, and they're certified, unfortunately, to the same extent as if they took a course. So I would love to have that law changed, and we may, in fact, be working on that. Okay, we got about 30 seconds left. Start of football season.
Woo-hoo!
Scott, you're our resident football expert.
Who
How
wins?
The Dolphins going to do this year? Two things. How the Dolphins going to do, and call the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
The Dolphins will do well, and the Super Bowl will be between the two best teams.
Let's see. So you can't get answers like this anywhere else here.
Will the Dolphins beat the Patriots?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Okay, everybody have a great week. Speak to you again next week on Condo Craze and HOAs. Be well.